my pleasure to have you join us on our continuing special editions of the Clark Howard Show as we talk about the economic impacts of coronavirus and the decisions that each of us have to make to keep our own financial houses in order. And this has been really pounding on us for, in most of America, only for about 12 days that the focus suddenly went from our normal daily routines to coronavirus first, last, and always. And the impacts are coming from so many different directions. And the economy is shutting down quicker in so many phases than I have ever seen in my life. There's no precedent in my lifetime for seeing an economy shut down other than in a snow emergency or, you know, some kind of weather emergency. But those are very limited in duration. Right now, we have city after city and state after state basically going into hibernation without any clear plan how long that hibernation lasts and what comes next. So I wanted to talk about that in a more general sense, which I've not done in a week. And I want you to think about this. We cannot have an economy that goes into shutdown in major portions of it for a lengthy period of months without plunging our economy into really extreme economic hardship for so many of our fellow Americans. And so I want to go back full circle to the health side of this. And I want to tell you a story about Taiwan. Taiwan that got hit much earlier than we have been hit by a steady increase in cases of coronavirus. Taiwan used a system they were taught 10 years ago by our CDC, Centers for Disease Control, based in Atlanta. The CDC taught the Taiwanese equivalent organization how you use constant testing and then quarantining of those who test positive to a virus. And you choke off the growth of the virus while you allow general regular commerce to continue. Right now, what we're missing as part of our protocol is we don't have the testing. So you see how economists are projecting into darkness, where they're projecting Armageddon for company after company, industry after industry, because this is completely open-ended now. It's non-functional. And so right now what I've noticed with the politicians in Washington is almost none of them have a medical background. They are overwhelmingly like me, where their background is in business, finance, law, which I'm not, and they lack the comfort zone and the focus on what we need to do. We've got an if-then going on in America. So I want to give an example from Italy, which you may or may not have heard about this particular thing, because all that's being reported heavily about Italy is that the deaths from coronavirus are still rising, and they've now exceeded the total of deaths that occurred in China. So what has not been widely reported is that in the midst of this, one Italian town was cordoned off for the Taiwanese model. And what they are doing is they're doing thorough testing and retesting of 100% of the citizenry, 100%. And they have been able to cordon off people who have it and the people they live with and they've been in close contact with, and everybody else keeps working. They have now, at a time that Italy is seeing an escalating number of cases and deaths every day in this town in Italy, which is right in the corridor where Italy is being affected the most, they have crushed the infection rate. The infection rate in 10 days has gone to just a whisker above zero. So it requires, we're not one town in Italy. We're a nation of 330 million people. We live rural, we live urban. We have areas where the outbreaks have been more concentrated and more life-threatening. But we do need to get the key part of the equation that has worked in South Korea, that has worked in Singapore, that worked to some effect in China, and worked very heavily in Taiwan, where we have comprehensive testing available everywhere in America. And we need a major focus from Washington, not on accepting that coronavirus is going to run wild and kill potentially millions of people. No, we need to get a protocol in place where we test people regularly, restrict their movements if they do in fact have it so they don't infect others, and temporarily quarantine those closest to them and allow as much as possible for regular life to continue. Because what we're doing right now is the definition of insanity. Day after day, doing the same nothing of real effect, locking down entire metro areas and entire states like California has done, is like a temporary Band-Aid, because it doesn't get to the heart and the core of the matter, which is how do we limit the number of people that are ill. And I think we owe this most of all to our brave and credible medical people, the people on the front lines working double shifts, doctors, nurses, nurses aides, techs, everybody working in the medical industry right now who are putting their lives on the line. We're going to have medical professionals who are going to die because they're there saving other people's lives. And we can't do this to them with the bravery they're demonstrating, first responders that are coming out and transporting the sick and responding to their needs, putting their lives at risk. We need to do the most basic things that have been proven to work elsewhere, because until we do, the economic side of it doesn't get better. So try to imagine our economy just overnight shrinking by such a large amount of money. And that's why we have to really think through how we start dealing with the health side so that the economy and normal life can come back. So I want to talk about normal life for 1 second. So think of it this way. It's almost like somebody who has a chronic disease is in disease management. Until we, 18 months, 2 years from now, have a vaccine for coronavirus, and we know that it's beyond managed, we're fine. But in the meantime, we're going to have to manage something that we have to build up a natural immunity to and deal with people who are going to need treatment over a period of time that could be a few years. We can't put our economy into timeout for a few years. And besides, those of us who have kids, we'll all go nuts with too much family togetherness. So I believe that we will get it together. We have lost valuable time. We will lose lives we didn't need to lose. But we will get it together, and we will also get America back to work. On the issue of Americans not working, you know, there's a lot of disagreement right now in Washington of well-meaning people from both political parties This crosses normal partisan lines. Trying to figure out how to do the most effective things to help our fellow Americans that are facing unemployment and help our economy continue for companies that are going into hibernation to help as many of them as possible survive so that when the dust clears, they can come back to work. Now, there was a lot of talk earlier this week about giving people $1,000 checks, $1,200 checks, doing checks based on income levels, making it taxable for people of higher incomes, making it tax-free for people of lower incomes. And I think we need a different thing to think through. There are a lot of us in the economy whose jobs are okay now, and maybe we'll be very secure for a good while to come. Because even though certain sectors of the economy are so heavily impacted, others are actually okay. So what I would do is I would have a robust scheme of unemployment insurance that would cover regular workers as they have been covered in the past, and independent contractors and gig workers based on what income they reported to the IRS last tax year. I know that's kind of a broad brush, but the money is going to be most needed and most effective to help the economy overall if money flows directly to the people who are unemployed. Those of us who remain gainfully employed, have not had hours cut, have not had income decline, don't actually benefit particularly from the $1,000 checks. All we do is create a bigger deficit burden for the United States. But getting help directly to people who work in industries that have been flattened, like travel, hospitality, restaurants, among other sectors, that's where the help needs to go directly to serve our fellow Americans in their time of need. And this story is going to continue to unfold, but I want to make something clear to you. It may have been uncomfortable for you when I said this is potentially a multi-year thing where we're going to have to manage a disease. Don't let that scare you. We as humans adjust to new circumstances, and we will learn through science and medicine how better to treat people who do develop coronavirus. And ultimately, yes, we will develop an effective vaccine. But life cannot just cease. Commerce cannot halt. And so we will be going into what will be a continually unfolding new normal where we do bring life back to society in more routinized kind of ways. But it's going to take us a while to get there.